The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Sonia Yusech-Kuhn of the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to another edition of Community Connections. Every month, we will introduce you to people in the community who are making a difference. My guests today are Nikki Baer and Cindy Miller, Human Resource Generalists at LCI. Welcome back, Nikki and Cindy. We are delighted that you can join us again to provide and share more information about LCI than time allowed 2 months ago when you were with us on the air. I will reintroduce both of you to our listening audience who would love to hear what LCI offers to people who are blind and print impaired. So let me start with Cindy. Cindy Miller is a human resource generalist who lives in Louisville, Kentucky, and never had vision problems growing up. She was very athletic and had always participated in sports as a child. When she was 13 years old, she had just made the high school varsity cheerleading squad when she noticed she was having problems seeing things. After many tests and doctor's appointments, she was diagnosed with cone rod dystrophy and was told she would be blind within 2 years. Cindy continued going to regular public school and participated in sports. After graduating high school, Cindy sought employment. In February 1993, she found what Kentucky Industries for the Blind was. It was a manufacturing facility for people who were legally blind. Cindy thought to herself, this was great. Everyone there knows how I feel. They are all just like me. Cindy learned every job she could, and finally she was given an opportunity to prove herself. She worked her way up to a supervisor's position. Unfortunately, that facility closed down in September of 2003. In February 2004, LC Industries opened their doors in the same building that Kentucky Industries for the Blind had formerly been located. Cindy again worked her way up to production supervisor, then to her current position as human resources generalist. Cindy says the big difference at LC Industries is that I only had to prove I had the skills and ability. The fact that I was legally blind did not matter to them. I had people that were willing to give me a chance. As an HR generalist, I get to hopefully make an impact in people's lives. I assist the employees if they need help with insurance and many other things. It is a great feeling to know that maybe I gave someone their chance just like someone gave me mine. I find now that the only person standing in my way can only be me. I know there are certain things I cannot do, but it is not due to the lack of ability or trying my best, and I'm okay with that. I know I have taken every opportunity that I have worked for and given it my best effort. That is all anyone can do. But you do have to work hard and be committed to anything you do. And now let me tell you about Nikki Baer, also human resources generalist. Nikki Baer, a Raleigh resident, has been legally blind since birth. She was the only student throughout her K-12 curriculum who was blind. Nikki has grown up learning to adapt to an ever-changing sighted world. As an individual who is blind, Nikki believes in being pliable and adaptable and being able to improvise. Nikki knows that anything is possible with time, effective, positive intervention and training, and a strong work ethic. Nikki has been with LCI since the winter of 2019 when she joined HR team. Before that, she served as Programs and Services Manager, Raleigh's Lions Club. That's what LCI stands for, Lions Club for the Blind. Nikki has a degree in social work and a master's in sociology. Nikki never knew of the National Institute for the Blind or knew of their associated agencies until graduating in 2016, when she found it difficult to find work in her field of study. She reached out to the Division of Services for the Blind and spoke to an employment specialist to learn about job opportunities, and that's when she learned of the Organizations for the Blind seeking out candidates who are blind for employment opportunities. Since then, Nikki has served National Industries for the Blind Advocate as an advocate and received her certification in business management through the National Industries for the Blind business management training program. Cindy Miller and Nikki Bear are back today with exciting news and new information to share with our audience. So, Nikki, I understand that there are 13 LCI locations. Please talk about them in relation to manufacture, distribution, and retail, and what they may offer differently in one state compared to another.
Well, hi, good morning, and thank you so much for having us back on. So, our locations. So, we have seven. I can talk about manufacturing first. So, we have seven manufacturing locations in four states. So, there's North Carolina, Kentucky, Florida, and Mississippi. So, we have three distribution centers. One is here right down the road from me. The other one is in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the third one just opened up in Fort Worth, Texas. So, as one of the largest employers of people who are blind, we also are the largest in the network with over 50 base supply centers all across the country. Most recently, we have opened up new stores, and those locations are in California, Hawaii, and Japan. So, as far as product with our manufacturing sites, flatware is produced at all of our locations. Paper products are primarily produced in Mississippi. And with our distribution centers, inventory is shipped and fulfilled at all three of those locations. And at our BSCs, or our base supply centers, that is again where we have our retail space on the military bases all across the country.
So, are you saying that there's a store at Fort Bragg?
There is, yes. Yes, I believe that is a Serve Mart store. So at that location, we have, a manager, assistant manager, we have shipping and receiving coordinators, we have those receiving inventory, we have employees within the store fulfilling those orders, assisting customers, putting out inventory, cycle counting, and it's a traditional retail space, like a retail store. And that employs our BBS.
That sounds fabulous. Well, Cindy, Nikki did tell us about a lot of the stores, but are there any new store openings?
Yes, as Nikki said, we just opened eight stores on Marine Corps bases, such as Camp Pendleton in California, Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, and some other ones. We've got Guantanamo, stores in Japan, a store in Hawaii. All throughout the United States and overseas, we have base supply centers.
And do all the stores sell the same products, or is it geared to perhaps chopsticks in Japan and, the decorative Lay's in Hawaii? Or
I think initially they all sell the same products, but then the other stores might have a unique need that some other stores would need. So they probably do offer some other products at different stores that are more targeted toward that area.
Correct. And so is there anything else you wanted to tell us about the stores? No.
The stores are really unique. It's almost like a chain reaction. The manufacturing facilities manufacture products that go to the distribution centers, and the distribution centers ships out the products to the base supply centers for end users. So it is kind of like a domino effect.
I see. So they make everything and distribute it and sell it, kind of like that. So let me ask you this. Do they have clothing as well?
Yes.
Really?
It's my understanding that a purchasing officer can go into the BSC, and if they need office supplies, office desk furniture, office supplies.
I see.
Different products in the... that the soldier might need, M16 gun cleaning kits, stuff like that.
And if anyone is interested in the products that we sell, they can certainly go to buylci.com and look at the products that we sell.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, well, we'll talk more about the website in a little bit. So, so some people that are retired from the military, but they have an ID card, can they go there too?
It's my understanding that the base supply centers are different from the PXs, so these are for purchasing officers that have buying privileges to go in and get stuff for their group.
Okay, that clears that up. Thank you so much. Can you, Nikki, explain the application process?
Certainly. So if anyone is interested in applying for a position and being considered for employment, we would direct them to go to www.lcindustries.com. From that home page, they're going to navigate to the Careers tab. From there, they're going to click on View Openings. So we do have a new application portal. So the system allows applicants to search based on their location as well as searching for positions they're interested in. So it helps narrow down what an applicant may be looking for, because that is a way to browse the open positions. So if they find a position they're interested in, they will need to register on the site using their email address, as well as creating a password, so that would initiate the application, the start of their application. So from there, they would be able to complete the demographic information, complete the work history. Would also want them to include any education information, as well as including references. The system does allow applicants to upload a resume, so that can be in a PDF or a Word document. If anyone submits their application, they want to check the status of that application and its submission, they can certainly reach out to us. They can give us a call to speak with the generalists here on the team. You know, since we are a very large company, we do split up what we call the territories. So if it's okay, I can just quickly run through those.
Sure.
Here in Durham, for Raleigh and Durham manufacturing positions, the contact for that is Audrea Harris, and her extension is 2109. I handle all of the distribution centers, and my extension is 2094. Cindy handles all locations in Mississippi and Kentucky, and her extension is 1110. For any executive, admin, customer service, or IT positions, Medica Peronic handles that, and her extension is 2242. And all base supply center positions are handled by Mondavian Eakins or Sandra Rocky, and their extensions are Mondavian can be reached at 2098, and Sandra can be reached at 2191.
Wow, that was extensive. So, is the computer set up for the blind and visually impaired, that they have to have that kind of a computer to be able to fill out the application.
So if they are an assistive technology user, they would have that information. So, you know, if they're a Zoom Text user or a JAWS user, if they use NVDA, their site, their website itself, as well as the application itself, has been tested for accessibility and compliance. So they should be able to complete that. But if there is any issues at all that they may encounter, feel free to give us a call and we can help them complete that.
Good. That's helpful. Okay. And with the BVI application, what is the iMedical form about?
So the iMedical information form is a requirement that we ask BVIs to submit as part of their application packet. So this is a form. This is not our form. This is a form that comes out from the Ability One Commission. So this form is part of our compliance requirements. So after this form has been completed by an eye doctor, it comes in separately from the candidate, from the applicant. So it's just going to tell us their visual acuity. It's going to tell us, a date of the last eye exam. It's just going to confirm for us that they do meet the eligibility for legal.
That's really very thorough. I'm sure that the people listening into this interview are going to gain a lot of good information to help them get employment. So we thank you both for coming back. We have more to ask you, Cindy. For folks working while on SSDI, Social Security Disability, and there's a program called Ticket to Work and Work Incentive Coordinator Benefits. How does LCI make working possible so that folks don't lose their benefits?
That's a good question. A lot of people that are on Social Security Disability and SSI they're scared to work because they can't afford to lose their benefits in their medical coverage. So it's good that they be informed about the programs that are out there. You know, Ticket to Work has partners. LCI is one of those partners. But there's also people in the community that we can connect them with. They're called Community Work Incentives Coordinators. These people are free of charge through the WIPA program, Work Incentives Program, through Social Security, can assist people that are on disability or SSI navigate the system on how to go through Social Security, get back to work, and continue to receive their benefits, learn what an impairment-related work expense is, things like that to help take some of the fear out of, I don't know if I can go to work, I can't afford to lose my benefits. So each state typically has at least one community work incentive coordinator. Some states have two, and I believe in North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. So we try to connect people that, are a little bit intimidated by that whole process to hook up with a work incentives coordinator to see if there's anything they can do to ease their mind. And then, of course, most of the human resources generalists have went through a training modular for Social Security Disability and the WIPA program. So, it's a good program. And I encourage people that are having thoughts about going to work to try to reach out to someone and see what their individual program would look like.
So let me just throw this at you. Can a person be an apprentice and kind of learn, like, say you just get out of high school and maybe you need to build up some, confidence and...
Some of the departments apartments for the blind in some of our facilities might do like a work experience program. That would give the client a chance to see what we're about, if that's the path, the career path they would like to take. You know, we can see and assist them in getting work ready. If they have any bad habits or things they need to work on, you know, we can work with their counselor and try to, you know, help guide them in what, you know, maybe they need to work on. Even if they don't come to work with us, if they go somewhere else, you know, get them work ready.
And what about how forward they are in their training to use a cane or not? Because the training, sometimes you count steps, and so you know where you're going. Do they have to, the people who might want to work at LCI, do they have to have enough training to be able to establish a work position?
You know, when you come to work at LCI, if you are a cane user, you know, we encourage, if you have a counselor through the Office for the Blind, to get some orientation and mobility training inside of the building. You know, we can also assist in helping find landmarks, because person does need to learn how to independently and safely travel within our facility.
Thank you so much for explaining that. I think that would be most helpful to someone newly blind and not secure in what they can do yet. So that's wonderful that you would be able to help. And now I want to ask you something about the benefits package, because when you go to work, you want to be paid and see what other benefits come with your job. Who wants to explain about that?
I'd be glad to talk about our benefits package. So for all new employees, so we do offer weekly pay, but not above via direct deposit. We do offer, after an introductory period, 401k enrollment, and we do offer enrollment in our profit sharing. So right now our profit sharing is at 12.5%, which is pretty darn good.
That's terrific.
That we offer. So we have what used to be known as cafeteria plans. So, you know, you can kind of pick and choose what you want based on need, based on want. So quickly run through those. So we do offer medical, dental, and vision. We do offer $20,000 life insurance, $20,000 coverage life insurance. And that is at the basic life insurance. That's going to be free to the employee. We do offer supplemental life insurance, critical illness, as well as accident. So those are benefits that new hires can plan to take advantage of if they come on board with us.
That's fantastic, really fantastic. Do you have to be at least 18 to work at LCI?
We do, yes. Yes, that is the minimum age requirement.
Okay. And what's the age of the oldest person that works in any one of the facilities that you might know?
Oh, Cindy, you have been here longer than I have. Do you know?
We've had employees here that have worked into their 80s.
80s, did you say?
Yes.
Fabulous. That's wonderful. How marvelous it is, because, you know, work is good and good for you. So if you can work until you're 80, great. Okay, I just want to move on now, because, Cindy, can you tell our listeners about the Workforce Innovation Center? And have you or Nikki, have you, either of you, taken advantage of it?
The Workforce Innovation Center is a training development program. Employees can go online and do on-the-job training tools for career development. We also offer on-site and remote workshops on things such as skills development, accessibility and technology, and management. We also offer career development skills such as things like resume writing, interviewing techniques, and things such as that, in hopes that the employee can either have career development and growth or upward mobility within the company. I have participated in management systems that they have offered the employees, and we have employees here that, you know, that are not on site that will go into the training room, and they will go online, and they will all do their classes for maybe their iPhones, how to get on our employee portal, things like that, that, you know, can help them with their job.
I'll take it one step further. Can you tell me about new devices for the blind? And does LCI, you know, are they on the bandwagon with that?
You know, if the employees show that that's something that they want to learn, and it's a common denominator, such as JAWS or Zoom Text, you know, they will offer training on that. I do know that they will do things.
Okay. Well, it's coming down to that thing I have to tell you now. We're starting to run out of time. So I think it would be very helpful for you to repeat the phone number and the website of LCI for anybody who's listening now and may be able to take advantage of this wonderful company. So tell us the...
website, and that website is www.lcindustries.com, and there they would go to the careers tab, and there's filters there, and people want to narrow it down to location or a specific job type that they're looking for. And on our website, it also has a little pop-up there that, you know, lets people know, hey, if you are having any problems navigating through this process, you know, you can hit a contact button, and we will email you, we can call you, and do the process. That way, if you're having difficulties doing that, you can also call. If you know the place that you're interested in working, and you just want to see if they have an opening, but you're not computer savvy, you can also call our main number, and our switchboard operator, Cheryl, can direct you to the appropriate HRG for that territory, and that phone number is 919-596-8277.
Say it again, please. The phone number.
919-596-8277.
Ladies, I have to say that we're just about out of time. I want to thank you so much for willing to come back and share all this wonderful information with our listeners. I'm sure, absolutely sure, that they will appreciate it. And when I think of the families, too, that a blind or print-impaired person is a part of, and wouldn't it be wonderful for those people to know that this exists for their loved ones? So thank you both again.